most century for you, 400 upon the board and the wicket at the end against Derbyshire. That's a good day for Yorkshire.
Very good day, yeah. You know, we're all aware of what the forecast is supposed to do tomorrow, so we can't control that. But at the moment, we're in a good position. Obviously, Derbyshire have played some great cricket all season, so it's going to be tough tomorrow. Hopefully, we can get some kind of playing. We know that we probably need to bowl them out twice without batting again, so that was the reason for trying to get as many as possible.
We spent the whole summer looking at the weather forecast. There's big purple patches over Yorkshire tomorrow. Does that come into the equation when you look at tactics of these games?
It has to, really. I mean, normally it doesn't because you can't rely on the British weather, but this year you can. You know it's going to rain. So with three games to go, it has to come into the equation. But because we lost time yesterday, we still have to have enough time to bowl them out twice, and that means getting runs on the board.
Adam Live with 93. I'm sure we're disappointed not to get to three figures, and Gary Barnes with 70-odd. They really laid the foundations today, didn't they?
Yeah, played really well. You know, Adam's come into some form since his big 200 at Leicester, and Gary's been consistent all year in every competition. So it's a shame they couldn't get to three figures, but as you say, they played a part in the big score.
Yourself and Andrew Hodd, as we got towards the 110 overs there, it was getting a bit tight, wasn't it? Were you always confident you were going to get the five batting points?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, at tee, we were fairly confident. We had periods where Derby bowled well, especially after lunch, and it were a bit tougher. But we were still confident with wickets in hand we could get there.
And you timed it perfectly, didn't you? Straight driven four, three balls to spare, brings up your century. Hodd's already got 50 on the board. It was about right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a nice finish to the bonus points. I think with a bonus point system, it always keeps it a bit interesting near the end. And probably Derbyshire did us a bit of a favour. They stuck players on the fence, and that probably made it easier, really. I think if they'd have made it tougher, we probably wouldn't have got there. But, you know, there were 3, 4, 5 and over available from 98 overs, so we're confident we could get there.
And the fact Derbyshire only got 5 wickets there in the 110, it meant they only got 1 point as well. Was that a factor?
Yeah, definitely. We said at tee we didn't want to give them wickets, and you never know what points come in the equation at the end. So if we could get 400, great, but we didn't want to give them, you know, as many bonus points either.
There were some of us upstairs that once you hit that 4, we were expecting you to walk straight off, declare and get at Derbyshire, but you stayed out there. It's a bit of a frantic session there where 5 wickets fell very quickly.
Yeah, they kept sending messages out. We wanted to bowl tonight, obviously, but again, as I said, we just wanted to try and get as many as possible. So if we do bowl them out, we've got a decent total to bowl that second innings. Obviously, that's dependent if we do bowl them out, but I think that came into the equation with a think tank up in the gallery.
And left it late there. Wayne Madsen, the last ball of the day, Tim Bresnan picks up his wicket. Was one enough, or do you think it would?
Well, we said 2 or 3 in the dressing room, but we'll take one, especially with the last ball. I think you've got to give credit to both opening batsmen from Derbyshire. I thought they left the ball well and played well. So we'll take one, and you never know what tomorrow brings.
We'll play today.
Thank you.